Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. A couple of years ago, I was in Manhattan during the Christmas season, and I remember standing in the middle of Fifth Avenue watching thousands of people bustling around. Nobody looked happy. Everybody looked pressured, stressed, and cranky. That's not what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about the greatest news ever. Our preparation and our celebration should be joyful, not sad. At Christmas, the angel announced the birth of Jesus by saying, "I bring you good news of great joy, and it's for everybody." That good news is the good news that God loves us, that God created an entire universe just so he could create the human race, just so he could create you, just so he could love you. God made you to love you. You exist because of God's love. And his love isn't based on what you do. His love is based on who he is. The Bible says that God is love, and the whole purpose of Christmas is so he could express his love to you. We're going to learn more about that as we look now into God's Word. Let's get started.
Today, on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue in our series called The Hope of Christmas. This is part two of a message called, Will I Make Room for Jesus? It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use or to share with a friend who needs to hear the message. And there are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a blessing to you, a family member, or a loved one. You can get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. And now here's Rick with today's message.
Look at what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 2:14. The unspiritual person has no room, there's that phrase, no room for the gifts of God's Spirit. In fact, to him, they're folly. He can't even recognize them. I can't put anything more in there because it's already crammed full of stuff. You've probably got closets like that. Somebody bought you a whole new wardrobe, you'd have no place to put it because your area's crammed. We overbook our lives. We overspend our budget. We overestimate our strength and all of these things, and we walk around tired all the time because we've overbooked our heart. Jesus describes it in Mark chapter 4. Verse 19, he says, they are overwhelmed with worries. They're overwhelmed with worries about all the things they have to do and all the things they want to get. That sound familiar? And the stress strangles what they heard and nothing comes of it. Their life is overbooked. Their life is overcrowded. And by the way, the reason why somebody can go to church their entire life and it doesn't change them is because of this crowded heart syndrome. You come and you hear a truth, a kernel of truth. You get a little seed of wisdom, and it is planted in your heart. And you think, yeah, I need to do that. But you go home, and immediately you're distracted by all the things you have to do, all the things you want to get, and you forget it, and that seed is choked, and it never grows into a fruit-producing tree. I want you to have more enjoyment, more fulfillment, and less stress by simplifying your life. You see, I'm not talking about evil things here. You can fill your life with good things, really good things, and still not have any time for God. I mean, you could go to church 6 days a week. You could be involved in ministry all the time, and you're so busy working for God, God doesn't have any time to work in you. That's why the Bible says, "Be still and know that I am God." Translation, sit down and shut up. Is it chill out? You need to relax. Stop trying to do so much. Let God do more in you. It's much more relaxing and much more fulfilling. One example of this is Jesus had some friends named Mary and Martha. They were sisters. And one day they invite him over for dinner. So Jesus goes over for dinner. Mary figures out what's important. This is the Son of God at our house. We're only going to get this once in a lifetime. So she sits down at the feet of Jesus and starts listening. Mary, on the other hand, is busy. And she's busy worrying about the hors d'oeuvres. And, you know, is everything in its place? And here's where the story picks up in Luke chapter 10. It says, Mary sat at Jesus' feet listening to what he said. Okay? But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Sounds like Christmas. You know, you could have spent the entire last month buying gifts, wrapping gifts, decorating the house, putting up the lights, fixing the tree, sending out the cards, preparing the meals, getting everything done. Have you had any time for Jesus? No. It's his birthday. We're so busy with the preparation, you don't have any time for him. There's no room in your heart. It's crowded. Martha was distracted at all the preparations that had to be made, and she came to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister's left me to do all the work by myself? Sounds like a sister. Tell her to help me. But Jesus said, Dear Martha, you get upset over all these little details, but there's really only one thing worth being concerned about. And Mary has discovered it. What is that? Getting to know the Son of God. Getting to know Jesus Christ. Why? Because everything else you do isn't going to matter in eternity. Your career isn't going to last beyond your lifetime. Your hobbies aren't going to last beyond your lifetime. Your bank account isn't going to last beyond your lifetime. The only thing that's going to last beyond your lifetime is your relationship to God. And God puts you on earth not just to take up space, breathe, use air, retire and die. He puts you here so you could get to know him. To know and love him the way he knows and loves you. That's going to last forever and ever and ever. So Jesus says, Mary has figured out the one thing that's worth being concerned about. You know, as somebody who does care about you, as a friend, as a pastor, if I could give you any gift this Christmas, my wish would be that you would figure out what's the one thing that matters most. And it isn't getting more money. And it isn't becoming famous. And it isn't even having fun. It's getting to know the Creator who made you and building a relationship so you go to be with him forever in eternity when this life's over. You can do lots of good things and still not have any room for Jesus in your life. What I've discovered is if Satan can't make you bad, he'll just make you busy. He doesn't care what distracts you. It doesn't have to be evil as long as you pay no attention to God in your life. It could be all kinds of good things that are proper. In fact, they're all gifts from God. But they're not God. And you can't have them at the center of your life, because if that's the center of your life, then when that dies, you fall apart. If your job's the center of your life falls apart when you lose it. If your bank account's the center of your life falls apart when the stocks tank. But if God is the center of your life, nothing can shake you, because it can't be taken from you. Deuteronomy, the Bible says it like this. Make sure that you don't become so full. In other words, your life is so crammed. There's no room. You're so full of yourself and your things that you forget God. You see, we don't pay attention when God's around. We're just not even listening. And we crowd our lives with so many other things, even good things, that we don't have any time for God. The third reason we don't make room is because we really don't think we need to make room for God. The bottom line is, we really don't think we need to make room for Jesus. We have a sense of self-sufficiency that says, I'm doing fine on my own. Oh, really? Now, you may be living a good life. You say, I'm living the good life. Great. Would you like to know if there's a better life? Because there is. The good life is good, but the good life is not good enough. You need the better life. I mean, when I was a kid, my mom fed me SpaghettiOs. Now, I thought they were the world until I discovered In-N-Out Burger. And I went from the good life to the better life. If there was a better life than you're living right now and God wanted to give it to you, don't you think you'd be interested in it? Well, yes, you would. Don't you think I'd think I at least ought to check it out? Yeah, I think you would. Otherwise, it's dumb. And he's saying here, we don't think we need to make room for him. See, this is what the innkeeper did. The innkeeper's saying, why do I need any more guests? Sorry, no room. I've already sold out. I've made my bundle. I've bankrolled it. I've made as much money as I'm going to make tonight. So I really couldn't care less about anybody else because my life, my inn, my rooms are full.
Pastor Rick is just midway through part two of today's message called, Will I Make Room for Jesus? It's from our series, The Hope of Christmas. There's a lot of great teaching coming up, so stay with us.
So many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are a few key messages that are so transformational that people request them over and over again. That's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the first ever collection of six of his most life-changing teachings. They include winning with the hand you're dealt, the amazing power of forgiveness, the skills of leadership, when your world collapses, how can I know God's will? And as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's personal testimony following the tragic loss of their youngest son. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. It's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the most requested sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you have a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. When you support Daily Hope, you help bring the hope found in God's Word to people all around the world. Thanks so much for your prayers and your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Now, you may be living a good life. You say, I'm living the good life. Great. Would you like to know if there's a better life? Because there is. The good life is good, but the good life is not good enough. You need the better life. I mean, when I was a kid, my mom fed me SpaghettiOs. Now, I thought they were the world until I discovered In-N-Out Burger. And I went from the good life to the better life. If there was a better life than you're living right now and God wanted to give it to you, don't you think you'd be interested in it? Well, yes, you would. Don't you think I'd think I at least ought to check it out? Yeah, I think you would. Otherwise, it's dumb. And he's saying here, we don't think we need to make room for him. See, this is what the innkeeper did. The innkeeper's saying, why do I need any more guests? Sorry, no room. I've already sold out. I've made my bundle. I've bankrolled it. I've made as much money as I'm going to make tonight. So I really couldn't care less about anybody else because my life, my inn, my rooms are full. And a lot of people say that to Jesus today. My life, the rooms of my heart are full. I don't have any room for God. Don't have any room for Jesus. There's really an arrogance about that. There's really a self-satisfaction that doesn't realize what we're missing. Psalm chapter 10 says this in the Bible. People are too proud to seek God. They don't look for him, and there is no room for God in their thoughts. Do you want to know what your God is? I'll tell you what it is. It's whatever you think about most. Whatever you think about most in your life is your God, because that's what's most important to you. Now, for some people, their God is their career. For some people, their God is their family. For some people, their God is making money or whatever. But whatever is first place in your thought, what you think about most is your God. And anything that's not God becomes what the Bible calls an idol. That's a false God. See, the deeper reason for our inattention is really, we don't want God. I'm doing just fine, thank you very much. So God, you created me, you made me, yeah, Jesus came and died for me, but I tell you what, God, you stay on your side of the fence, and I'll stay on mine, thank you very much. Well, there's only a problem with that. You miss the very purpose of your life. You weren't made to be disconnected from God, and you don't have any power in your life when you are disconnected from God. I don't know how many of you lost power this week, but have you noticed that when the power's off, all of your utilities, all of your appliances are worthless? A disconnected toaster is worthless without power. A disconnected blender is worthless without power. It's just a piece of junk. A vacuum cleaner is a piece of junk if there's no electricity to it. Those things cannot fulfill their purpose unless they're plugged into the power. You cannot fulfill your purpose unless you're plugged into the God who made you, who gives you that power. So we run out of power. But the truth is, it's human nature to wander. It's my nature to go, forget you, God. I'm going to do my thing. I got my plans. In fact, I think, God, I know what will make me happy better than you do. And so we just kind of wander off. The Bible calls us, it says it's like, we're like sheep. We just kind of, sheep are naturally wanderers. The Bible says this, there on your outline. We are all like sheep. We've all wandered off. We've all gotten lost. In other words, I don't know what I'm supposed to do next year. Where am I coming from? Where am I going? What is the purpose of my life? What am I supposed to do with my life? I'm not directed. I'm drifting through life. We've all gotten lost. We've all done our own thing. And we've all gone our own way. Now, that's the bad news. What's the good news? Is the good news is that if I make Jesus, make room for Jesus in my life, an amazing number of benefits take place. What are those benefits? Why should I make room for Jesus in my life, even if it means clearing out some other stuff? Well, let me just give you two reasons. I could give you a lot of them. But let me just give you two that are very simple, but they're very profound. Here's the first reason. First reason I should make room for Jesus in my life is because I want to know my Creator and my Savior. He made me, and He saved me. So I need to know that. I mean, if I said, hey, I'll introduce you to Bono, and you go, well, I don't really care. Well, it's no big deal. If I said, let me introduce you to three or four of the presidents I know. Well, you say, well, no big deal. But if I were to say, let me introduce you to God, He created you and has a purpose for your life, I would think I'd want to be interested in that. He is my Creator. I said, I thought you were talking about meeting Jesus. I am. I thought God made us. He did. Jesus is God. Come in human form. Look at what the Bible says. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive. He didn't start at Bethlehem 2010 years ago. He has always been alive and is Himself God. He created everything there is. That includes you and me. Nothing exists that He didn't make. He made it all, so He owns it all. Eternal life is in Him, and this life gives light to all mankind. It helps me see in the dark when I don't think I can see any other way. So I definitely want to make room in my life for Jesus Christ because He made me. And that would make life a whole lot better. You know, like they say, when in doubt, consult the owner's manual. When in doubt, read the directions. That's the Bible. When in doubt, talk to the inventor. God invented you. But He didn't just create you. He saves you. And the reason He came at Christmas is to die for all your sins. We've all messed up. I think that's pretty common knowledge. I don't measure up to my own standards, much less God's, and you don't either. I don't know really anybody who's perfect. We've all sinned. We've all made mistakes, faults, fumbles, flaws, bloopers, sins, rebellion. I mean, really, I've talked to thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people around the world. I've never met anybody who claimed to be sinless. I've never met anybody who said, I'm perfect. In fact, if you think you're perfect, there's really only one solution for you. You need to get married. Okay. That'll solve that one really quick, okay? Okay. All you need to do is get married, and you'll know you are not sinless. Okay? Marriage doesn't create problems, it reveals them. Okay? And you are the problem. And you know, like I always say, you know, before you get married, opposites attract. And then after you get married, opposites attack. Now, I want to not only know my Creator, I want to know my Savior, who came to die for my sins. Now, why? Here's the reason. Follow me on this. Heaven is a perfect place. No sorrow, no sadness, no sickness. It's incredible. Full color, amazing. You think the world's cool? Heaven's unbelievable. Heaven is perfect. I'm not. And by the way, neither are you. I stopped being perfect about day two. So, if God lets imperfect people into heaven, it's not going to be a perfect place anymore. If God lets all of us into heaven with all of our imperfections, heaven's going to be no better than earth, because we'll take with them our lust, our ego, our betrayals, our rejections, murders, rapes. Heaven would be no better than earth. So God had to come up with a plan B. And he said, here's what I'll do. I will come to earth at Christmas time. I'm going to send my son, Jesus Christ. And he's going to live a perfect life in your stead, in your place. And then he's going to die for all your sins, so you don't have to pay for them. They've all been paid off. And then you get to go scot-free into heaven by just trusting him. What a deal. What a deal. And so the Bible says this, the most famous verse in the Bible. God so loved the world, that's you and me, that he gave his one and only son, that's Jesus, that whoever believes in him, who's whoever involved? Everybody. I don't care what your background is. I don't care what your age is, what your ethnic group is. I don't care what your religion is. You may be Baptist or Buddhist or Methodist or Muslim or Mormon or Hindu. You may be atheist or agnostic or no religion at all. Doesn't matter to me. The Bible says, whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a good deal. I get to become a part of God's family, and that family is going to last forever.
This is Daily Hope with Rick Warren. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions that we didn't have time for today, simply go to rickwarren.org, where you can listen online anytime. You can also download the Daily Hope podcast to your device and listen on the go. Rick's going to be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. Just before that, you know, so many people request copies of Rick's teaching every day for their personal use and to share with their friends. There are certain key messages that are asked for over and over again. And that's why Pastor Rick has asked us to put together the very first ever collection of his most requested teachings. Titles include Winning with the Hand You're Dealt, The Amazing Power of Forgiveness, The Skills of Leadership, When Your World Collapses, How Can I Know God's Will, and as an added blessing, Rick and Kay's Testimony Following the Tragic Loss of Their Son Matthew. This very special 6-CD collection is sure to be a powerful source of inspiration for you, a family member, or a loved one. And it's yours when you support this broadcast ministry today with a financial gift. Get your copy of the Most Requested Sermons by Rick Warren, Volume 1, right now by going to rickwarren.org while you listen. Or you can call 800-600-5004. And if you've got a smartphone or tablet, you can just text the word DAILY to 313131. Thanks so much for your prayers and support. And now, here's Rick with a closing thought.
Did you know that the best gift you can give anybody is to bring them into a relationship with Jesus Christ? And did you know that the best time to do that out of any other time in the year is at Christmas? Here's what I want to challenge you to do. I want you to make a Christmas list of people. Think of all the people who you know who don't know Jesus, or who might know Jesus but don't go to church anywhere. And I want you to start praying for them. And then I want you to invite those people you've prayed for to come to a Christmas Eve or Christmas Day service at your church. Now, if you live here in Southern California, you can join us at Saddleback at one of our 60 identical Christmas Eve services. If you'd like to know the service times of all of our Christmas services, just email me, rick@rickwarren.org, and I'll be glad to send you a list. Or you can visit the Saddleback Church website, www.saddleback.com. If you don't have a church home, we'd love to have you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.